The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 14, 1976, in Detroit, Michigan.
At the college programs, Natsrupam Maharaj and I have been giving a lot of classes on Varnashram Dharma, because they always want to hear something about the Hindu caste system, so they'll take us on that basis. And we speak about Varnashram Dharma. And they don't have any idea to defeat it. They always, some little weak argument, but they don't have any better system.
What is that argument?
Hardly. They have some idea. They'll argue that there's no social mobility because they'll have some bodily idea that caste by birth.
No, that is not the fact.
No.
The qualification.
When we present the real idea, then they're just sitting there. They have no argument. And then we challenge their system, that what is the purpose of your society? What is the goal of it? And they can't say anything.
Unless there is division of activity, nothing can be done perfectly well. A natural division is there in the body, the head, the arm, the belly, and the legs. Similarly, in the social body also, there must be the heads, the intelligent class of men, Brahman. Then everything will go on smoothly. And at the present moment, there is no intelligent class of man, or laborer, worker class of man, fourth class. No first class and class. Therefore, society is in chaotic condition. There is no brain.
Their only objection, when we present that there's brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, then they become automatically hostile because they understand that we're against sense gratification.
Yes. Sense gratification is animal civilization. And sense control is human. Sense gratification is not human. Sense gratification is not human civilization.
No.
That they do not. Their central point is sense gratification. That is the defect. They are running on an animal civilization as human civilization. That is the difference.
We see in the school.
Sense gratification is animal and actually they are animals. If they can kill their own child, it is animal. Just like cats, dogs, they kill their own child. What is it? The animal. Who was talking that a child is put into the left luggage lockers.
Trivikram Maharaj in Japan. He said over 200,000, not 20,000 babies. They put them in a left luggage locker and leave them.
Bus station, railway station, leave luggage, put it and lock it, and not coming back. Then when this bad smell, he's going on. This is simply animal service. Taking the last drop of milk from the cow and immediately send it to the slaughterhouse. Before sending to the slaughterhouse, they draw the last drop of milk from the cow. And immediately kill him. So, you require the milk. You're taking so much milk. Without milk, you cannot. And the animal from whom you take milk is your mother. You forget it. Mother supplies milk. She is supplying milk from her body. And you are killing the mother. Is that civilization? Killing mother. And milk is necessary, therefore you are taking the last drop of it. Otherwise, what is the use of taking the last drop of milk from the cow? It's necessary. So, why not let her leave and supply the milk? And you can make hundreds and thousands of very nourishing, palatable preparations from milk. Where is that intelligence? Milk is nothing but transformation of the blood. So, instead of taking blood, take the transformation and live nicely, like honest gentlemen. No, they are not even gentlemen. Rogues, uncivilized. If you want to take meat, you can kill some insignificant animal like hogs and dogs, which has no use. You can eat them, if you at all eat. That was allowed. Hogs and dogs are allowed. Because no gentleman class will take meat, the lower class. So they were allowed all life, you can take hogs, kapasa. Lower class of men, they were taking hogs and dogs. Still they're taking. So if you want meat, you can kill this unimportant animal. Why you are killing the animal whose last drop of milk you require? What is the sense? And as soon as you take Krishna, she killed Putana, but gave her the position of the mother. Because Krishna felt of life that whatever the Putana's intention may be, but I sucked her breast, so she is my mother. So we are taking milk from the cow. The cow is not my mother. Who can live without milk? And who has not taken cow's milk? Immediately in the morning you require milk. And the animal who is supplying milk, she is not mother. What is the sense? Mother killing civilization. And they want to be happy. And periodically there is great war and wholesale massacre. Reaction. convince your countrymen that it is a great sinful activity that you are killing your mother. You stop this. If you want to eat meat, you can eat some other, non-important animal. There are so many. The Chinese, they are eating rats also. Cats, everything.
Monkeys.
Huh?
Monkeys.
Monkey also. The monkey is the forefather of Darwin. Better kill them so that there is no opportunity of criticism that you are coming from monkey. You extinct this species. It is rather insulting if I say that you are descendant of monkey. There it is, insult. So extinct this. Monkey. I don't think there is monkey here.
No.
Africa there is monkey. You have been in Africa. There is monkey eating birds. The top of the tree, monkey. They catch up on the head and drop it from high. Family means father, mother, wife, children. Generally, this is family. So, family members are supposed to be all friendly, in one accord, so that family life is peaceful. But sometimes the family members become enemy. So how they become enemy? That is given by Chanakya Pandit. Mata Shatru. Reen Katta Pita Shatru. Father is enemy if he is a debtor. He dies a debtor. According to Vedic law, because the son inherits the property of father, he is responsible also for the debts of the father by law. If father dies debtor, so the creditor can claim from his son. So therefore, Reen Katta Pita Shatru, a father who dies a debtor, is an enemy. Mata Shatru Dicharini. Mother becomes an enemy when she accepts another husband in the presence of children. Mata Shatru Dicharini. Reen Katta Pita Shatru is father and mother. Then, wife, Rupapati Bhajya Shatru. If wife is very beautiful, she is enemy. Rupapati Bhajya Shatru. Because she is a woman, always anxious. Whether my wife is going with other somebody. And it so happened. Rupapati Bhajya Shatru. And Putra Shatru Apandi. And son is enemy if he is a rascal. Father and mother, wife, children.
And the daughter?
Daughter is also son. Son and daughter are the same position. If they are not educated, they become burdened. apandita, but not educated. Then they become bad and simply eyesore. There is another place he states. Varameka guni putra na samurka satanabhi. Gota putrena jatena juna vidyana bhakti ma. What is the use of such children or son who is neither a devotee nor a learned man? So kanena chakusa king, chakshu piraiva kevara. Just like blind eyes, what is the use of it? It is simply pains giving. If you have got eyes, but if it is a disease, cataract or something, so what is the use of producing this eye? Sometimes it becomes so painful that the doctors, they pluck out. You know that? Get out the eyes completely and decorate it with the false eyes. This is a very delicate place. Even a small grain enters, it gives so much trouble. So if the eye itself is diseased, it is very, very painful. Therefore, sometimes we pluck the eye. Kanina chakku sakin chakku piraiva kevala. Nature is the mother. So, is that correct or not?
Yes, yes. Mother Nature.
So mother is there, and children are there, so why there is no father? They say there is no God. How it is possible? Mother is there and children are there, how it is that there is no father? What is the answer? They say there is no God or no Father.
They say that there may be God, but no one has ever seen Him.
You might not have seen your Father. Does it mean there is no Father?
Then they say, what is the relevance of knowing who your Father is? We exist, so let's live for...
No, no. First of all, the thing is that you say there is no God. That is... or there is no Father. How can we accept?
They'll say the mother and father. We see that a human being has a mother and father.
Everyone has mother and father.
But
birds, beasts, everyone.
But these material things, they don't need mothers and fathers.
No, there is Father. You do not know. You are blind. Bijoham sarvabhutana. On the bija pada pita, God says that I am the seed giving father. Otherwise, how it is possible to beget children? Your experience that unless the father gives the seed, there is no question of children. So how they can deny the father? He may have seen or not seen, doesn't matter. But there must be father. Just like Javal Upanishad, Gautam Muni asked that Satyaka, who is your father? That was Arya Brahmin. Sir, I do not know. Who is your father? I do not know. Go and ask your mother. Mother asked She said, I do not remember who is your father. But she never denied that she, you had no father, you are automatically born. She never said that. She said only that I don't remember who is your father. And he went, don't want to that service. So, the mother said that I do not remember his father. So he said frankly that my mother does not remember he is my father. So Gautama Muni accepted him, that you are so truthful, so you are Brahmin. I will accept that. Nobody would like to say that my mother does not remember who is my father. But he said that. Therefore, he accepted it, that you are so truthful. I will accept you as my disciple. So the point is, the mother said, I do not remember who is your father. But the mother did not say that you are born without father. That is not possible. So when there is mother, there is children, so there must be father. There's a plan. We cannot put any argument. So how they can say there is no God? We have not seen God. What is this nonsense argument? What will be the answer?
We gave a class in the university, and the professor was an atheist. He didn't want us to speak, but he finally agreed we could speak. And after we'd spoken, he gave some argument against us. But he couldn't argue against us. His argument was for us.
What is it?
He said that two fish are swimming in a tank, and one fish said to the other fish that there must be God because someone must be changing the water in the tank. So he was trying to ridicule that these fish are speculating something. But I just said to the students, so this is a very good conversation. The fish is intelligent. There must be someone who's running the environment, nature. He couldn't say anything against it, although he was trying to be a big atheist.
What was the plan?
He was trying to show somehow that these foolish fish were speculating something, just to make some story that would sound that this is a ridiculous thing to think. Mm-hmm. But it was a very sensible thing to think.
So what is that, sensible?
That the environment is being controlled by someone, not by us. So there's someone superior. So I just said that to his students. So this is, your professor is giving a good example.
In our favor.
In our favor.
That's so fair. The fish may be swimming in the water, but a sensible fish must inquire that who has created this water. We are enjoying in the water, all in the land, but the inquiry should be whose land it is. We have demarcated this land mine, he has demarcated this land mine. But originally, who is the owner of this land? Yushavasamidam sadbam. Everything is God's property. That is natural. And God says, Bhoktanam jagadavasam sarvalokamahesaram. Somebody must be prepared this. I am proprietor of this land. Who is the proprietor of this water? That is natural person. If somebody is proprietor of this land, then somebody must be proprietor of that water.
You once asked that same question to Kenneth Keating in Delhi. You said, you say that this is America, but who owns America? And he did not answer.
Pitragansaki Imam Vidhi Sarvakhetre Subhar. The best thing is to follow the formula given by Krishna. Navan Guskitana Mura Prabhupadana. As soon as one denies this supremacy of God, he is either sinful, rascal, rest of the mankind, in this category. This is the category. So, we shall take things very simplified. As soon as we see somebody not Krishna conscious, immediately we take him in either of these groups. That's all. Then, if he objects, then we come to argument. How do you see?
Yes. And in argument, we can never be defeated.
So in the school, college, classes, there's sometimes argument?
All the time. We always save half the time for questions, and immediately, how do you know that that is true? All the challenges. Why should I believe? How could God prevent the scriptures? All faithless.
In this part of the country, I think the students, generally they admit that there's God. They're a little pious in this central portion. There's so many farms and they're not so
polluted.
But then they don't accept that Krishna consciousness is the only process for understanding God. They want to maintain Christian religion, or not Christian religion, but sense gratification at the same time God consciousness.
Well, we are not denying sense gratification. We want to regulate, that's all.
Actually, we have the best sense gratification.
Yeah.
On the radio program, one lady, she was asking questions. She was very envious that you are living in such a palace.
Why can I not?
And
government servants, they live in the best place. We have Krishna servants, the supreme government. We have, must have the best car, best house, best food, everything. You are unfortunate. You are wretched. We cannot produce this. We are government. Why the governor is living in the best house of the city?
We said, you can live here with us. She said, thank you.
Without any charges. Did you not say? But as soon as you shall say there is no tea, you'll go out. Oh, horrible. <Arimu. laughs> And you have to rise early in the morning. Oh, it's still early. Then chant Hare Krishna. Oh, it's still.
Wisconsin. We saw that there are many dairy cows. They're raising them, especially for milk. It's called America's Dairyland. And they have many, many big dairy cows. And they're getting so much milk. We were preaching that if you take up Krishna consciousness, then you'll have the richest state. Because you have so many cows. And we're preaching that people should drink milk and chant Hare Krishna. So your state will be the richest.
No, we can. From milk we can make so many nice foods. Take ghee, and then from ghee, from grain, from food, we make so many varieties. Just like dal, pulses, soak it in the water, and then fry, and the ghee, and put masala. It is so nice, salty people say, dal mukh. Then make samosa. You introduce these things, dal mukh, samosa. Then jalebi. They like, they are never tasted all it. Sandesh, Rasagulla, Pantua, so many varieties from milk, only milk.
In the restaurant in New York, many respectable people come. And they come once and they come back again and again and again.
Banwarna, Puspanna, Khijranna, so many. What is this? If you kill the cow, you get the meat only one kind. But if you allow the cow to leave and take milk, and from milk you can make hundreds and thousands of people. That is enjoyment, really. In Delhi there are shops, very respectable shops. One side, salt, and one side sweet. But this salt side or sweet side, they're all based on ghee. This preparation, dahi vada, so nice. Combination of grain and sugar. So introduce this. They do not know. It is a new type of civilization we are trying to introduce. For the benefit of the human society. They do not know it. Crude civilization. Primitive. Kill an animal, eat. And when you are civilized, you are supposed to know so many things. Why should you kill the animal? Utilize the animal. This milk is taking the blood without killing. That is humanity. You are eating beef because of the blood. So, if you take the blood in a different way, you get the same benefit. And if you are still ambitious to eat the meat, flesh, just wait. It will die, you take at that time. Why so hurry? Everyone will die, there is no doubt about it. So he takes the dead body and eat. Why do they not?
They said there's something wrong with it. When it dies, it has so many diseases.
This is rascal. They are eating so many dead animals.
But they say if they kill it in a healthy condition, then the meat they eat is good.
No, just like lobster. They are very fond of lobster. The lobster is never got living.
No.
It is dead and rotten, decomposed, and they eat. They cannot say that by killing we get fresh. You are eating so many rotten things. Decompose. Actually, I've seen it has become like pus, and it's still there.
In England, they had a system. The gentry, it was pheasant shooting season, they used to kill the pheasants, then they would hang them up in the outhouses, and then after a few days, it would begin to rot. And when they were able to pull the skin off, just in one piece, when it was just hanging off, they could just pull it off. Then it was good for eating. That's when they would eat the flesh.
Yes. And another, they're digging the pig, you said?
Oh, Sukadev was saying in Hawaii, they bury the pig, then when it becomes completely rotten, they dig it up and eat it.
So similarly, on the cow is dead, you dig or put it in within the or take it. No, nobody will object. In India that is the system. When the cow is dead, there is a class, they are called cobblers, chamar. They will inform and they will come, they will take it. They will eat the flesh and take the skin and tan it in their own method and then prepare tools. They sell it in the market. So without any price they get the skin, they eat the flesh, so nobody is harmed. From economic point of view it is very good. So why you are killing and maintaining some big slaughter? Let everyone maintain the cows for taking the milk, and when it dies, you take it. You meet it first. Make that arrangement.
It's actually scientifically been proven that the animal flesh becomes poisonous. Because of the fear of the animal, he releases adrenaline in his bloodstream. And this adrenaline makes the meat poisonous to the human system. Proven scientifically.
Cancer.
And that is one of the causes of cancer.
I think we published some article.
Yes, in fact, you got it. You gave these arguments.
We couldn't have did research.
They wrote it nice.
Yes. We wanted to have a cow here, but they won't allow it in the city limits.
That is difficult. The government is after. So you have to take charge of the government. First of all, make propaganda. The majority of population may in favor of it. Then you will get vote. This is the easiest process. The majority of people likes. This Krishna conscious man are very nice. then you make a candidate, vote for Krishna conscious person, such and such. They will vote. In this way, you capture the Senate, then government, then presidency. It is very easy. At least there must be majorities of the people sympathizer of this movement. Then it will succeed. So you do everything, exemplify, and people will vote. But it is difficult in this way, that these people are prohibiting intoxication, gambling. How we can live without it? That is difficult. We cannot imagine even that without these things one can live. Is it not?
It's a fact.
Industrial civilization will fail. Manufacturing simply cars. The time is approaching very swiftly when there will be no more demand for cars.
Already it's failing.
Huh?
Already. They are making so many cars now, and there's no more, people aren't purchasing. In the newspaper, you see big pictures of huge miles of lots of unsold cars. The whole motor car business industry is going down.
They have another trick. Having to make it very cheap, so the cars will break down every year.
But if I don't want it, either cheap or dear, who cares for it? If I don't want that. There was a statement by some Pope that if the crown of England is offered to me at very cheap price, then why shall I accept it? What shall I do it? That is the... But if I don't want a car, suppose if we advance our farming program, who will want the car? Theoretically, accept it. Then we shall remain in the farm. Where is the necessity of car?
Therefore the government will not like. Therefore the government will not like.
Yes. The government does not like now because we are not going to eat meat. We are not accepting liquor. No gambling. No prostitution. So the government is already concerned. Theoretically, suppose these things are stopped, then where is the human civilization? Everything is finished. Because they have no other alternative. We have got Krishna consciousness, but they have not.
They become bored very easily. They do not have all the different material amusements. They become very bored and depressed.
And we have got everything. We have got feasting, dancing, chanting, philosophy, clean, and spotless life.
Friendship.
Huh?
Friendship.
Yeah.
Everything.
No animal killing. We are not envious of anyone.
people come to the temple and they say that it is like paradise here.
Yes.
Because there is no anxiety. Everyone is so happy and peaceful.
So keep this standard. At least people will be attracted. They will appreciate it. Don't minimize this thing. Keep it nice. Here, in this world, everything has got six changes. Birth, then stay, then develop, then byproducts, then dwindle, then finish. Everything. So, the motor car civilization, it was born, and now the time has come, it is dwindling and it will be finished.
We have no more.
Just like railway, no more interest, anybody. But when it was invented, it is very important. Now it is useless. That is the nature of everything here in this material. It cannot be permanent benefit. That they do not. They become very enthusiastic when some new thing is born. Child is born, very happy. The same child when he is dead, unhappy. But one must know, what is born, it will die. So everything material has got a period of development, then it dwindles and then finishes. So from this nature's law, you can see this motor car attraction and utility will be finished. It will not stay.
Now they are made these as airplanes. Now everyone wants to travel by air.
Yes.
In some large cities the airports are so crowded. There is so much traffic overhead that now they have to develop means of
all accidents take place while coming down.
Yes.
Or while going up. Yes. On the sky there is no danger. It's both.
They call it traffic control system in the sky. It's like there was traffic on the road. They call it the traffic control system. They have so much traffic in the air.
What the control?
They keep them flying around the airport until there's room for them to come in. Once
that is
off,
already they're doing.
Yeah.
There is no space. They send news, they don't come down. So they travel like this.
They have been known to hit in the air.
Minus a point.
So the airport is also becoming a problem.
Everything's a problem without Krishna.
When we are traveling on the road, we see so much land not used. And we think, why not take everyone out of the factories, let them plant fruit and flower trees along the roads all over the country, and build beautiful ponds for everyone to bathe and when they walk, for refreshing. It's like in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I think the Sringa Brahmachari, he was building a road for Lord Chaitanya. Very nice.
They will create a splatter out, brother, grand liquor shop, a gambling house.
This is our biggest book distributor of the myth, Panchatattva Das. One day in the airport, he distributed 300 Srimad Bhagavatams in one day. That is the record.
Hardbound Srimad Bhagavatam.
Hardbound?
How did you sell some? Unless you have got supernatural power.
Krishna empowered
him. Actually, it is not, it is uncommon.
Many amazing things happen when we are distributing books. People come up to us and they say, "No, I will not take your book. I will tell you now that I will not take your book. If you want me to read your book, then I will read it, but I will not give you any money." And we say, "All right, please read it. Please read the book and tell us what you think." And they say, "All right." And, "Oh, please give a donation." And they say, "No, I cannot give a donation." And we say, "All right, but please read the book." They say, "All right." "Oh, and give a donation." And they say, "All right, I'll give a donation."
And you give the book?
Yes. It is like magic. Krishna is trying to help them also. The Karmi salesmen, they stand around to watch us distribute books, because they are so amazed at our techniques of sale and distribution. They want to learn.
They become very respectful. They don't know anything about our philosophy, but they see how nice
good salesman.
Yes.
And sometimes they even offer jobs to the devotees. Mm-hmm. "You come and work for me. You will be salesman for
What nonsense book we have got. we are going to stop yourself." Tell them that we are going to stop yourself. Instead of helping you for selling your book, we are going to stop all these nonsense books. That is our mission. Tadvayasatitam. That is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Natad vachas chitrapadam harer jasa praginita karhichit tadvayasam titham usanti manasa. That verse. That however nicely it is written, with what is called metaphor, poetic ornaments, and very good language, grammatical setup, and so on, so on. But that, although it is very nicely written from literary point of view, but because it does not contain any glorification of Krishna, it is just like the spot where the crows take place. Crows. The crows, when they go to the nasty place where all nasty things are thrown, they take pleasure. So all these other literature, they are meant for the crows. And this literature is meant for the swan, Paramahansa, white swan. It is not the bodily color, it means those who are advanced in the development of life, consciousness. It is meant for them, it is not for the crows, who are still eating all nasty things in the garbage. Crows, they do that. They take pleasure where there is garbage, all nasty things. And the big swan, They like water like this, garden like this. That is, even in the lower animals, there is difference between the crow society and swan society. What is this?
Police car.
A police car is very often visit this part.
No.
It's 9 o'clock.
Maybe 10 o'clock. What is the difference between here and there? That's like a blind man sleeping. Now his son is getting, please rise, it is now morning. So he said, for me morning and evening is the same thing. I am blind. For me there is no difference between day and night, because I cannot see anything.
You see only Krishna all the time. The Baba doesn't matter when you're in the room.
So you want to see something rather better than Krishna? So arati time is now? No. If you have to go, you can go.
No, the main arati finished at 7, it was 7 o'clock.